Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You're thinking of applying or volunteering to be a coach and coach your own child and their team for soccer or baseball or hockey. I would ask the question, are you nuts? But maybe you're not. Maybe there's a reason you want to be involved. I have thought about it myself, but there are a whole bunch of issues to consider if you are going to take on that tremendous role of coaching a youth soccer team. My guest is Dr. Andrew Gregory. He's Associate Professor of Orthopedics and Pediatrics. He's the perfect person to talk about this at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gregory. So, are they nuts? Are they trying to be helpful? You know, who should be coaching our kids? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so it's a great topic because anybody who has kids are going to participate in sports. And unfortunately for youth sports, a lot of times, you know, coaches are youth, you know, who have no experience at all in a certain sport and certainly have no training in injury prevention or first aid or anything like that. And so I think if you are interested in coaching, I think it's a great thing to do, but I do think it's worth going through some training before you do it.
Okay, now certain organizations like AYSO, for an example, does have coach training, you know, where they give you the little lowdown on what you need to do, and maybe they teach you a few drills. And I don't always think that these coaches really are up to par. Doing what I do for a living, Dr. Gregory, I try not to sit there and make comments, but sometimes I'm like, really? You know, so do you think that the training is sufficient to ensure that our children are not going to get an ACL injury, that they're not going to be dehydrated? At the other day, Dr. Gregory, our kids were playing soccer in the heat, and I walked around to all the kids and said, I need you all to prehydrate. And I brought a big cooler full of ice and water and towels so they could put them on their heads. These girls were crying. They were so hot. And he hadn't thought about saying prehydrate. So do we trust them?
Well, there's no doubt usually the training they get is sort of sports-specific training, like you said, how to run a soccer drill or what are the sort of appropriate things for each age group that they should be practicing. What I don't think they get enough of is training in first aid injury prevention. But I do think it should be a requirement for being a youth coach that you have basic first aid training so you know what to do with an injury. But also for prevention, just like you said, for prevention of heat illness, for prevention of ACL injury, there's lots of things that we know work and people should be aware. And so I think if you are a parent, I think what you're doing is appropriate, which is go to your child's practice and observe what's going on. And don't be afraid to speak up if you think there are some unsafe practices or if you don't think people really, truly are aware of things that you can do. So I think not only you address that with your team coach, but also at the organizational level. And every youth sports organization is different. So unfortunately, we don't have the NCAA or we don't have a professional league to mandate exactly what they have to do. All these youth sports organizations are governed differently, and so there's no sort of standardization across youth sports on how to do it. So I think it is going to take some action on the part of parents to check in on their kids' team and see what's going on.
Now, what about the parent coach whose child is on their team, and you see that they're convinced their child's going to, you know, end up a pro or do one of those kinds of things, and they're favoring their child, or their child always gets to play forward, or their child, you know, so the parent-child coaching thing is another dynamic. And as a parent sitting on the sideline, do you say anything or then risk getting yelled at, hey, I'm a volunteer here, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely an interesting dynamic with that. I coached my own daughter when she was young playing soccer, and I think you reach a point where kids take coaching better from other adults than their parents. And we've certainly seen bad examples of that in, you know, in the professional sports arena. You know, tennis is a great example where you see that relationship go wrong. You know, I think that as a parent of another child, and if you have a coach who's also a parent of a child on the team, it certainly creates a difficult dynamic. My experience with it is more that, you know, that they have high expectations of their child. And again, it may affect that sort of nurturing parent role. And so I think eventually it's probably best that you don't have a coach who's also a parent of the same child.
But it's so prevalent.
It is, and it's primarily because they need people to coach. And again, I think at the younger ages where you have a lot higher numbers, it's probably okay because the intensity is less. But I think as kids progress, you know, into middle school and high school, that's probably a bad idea. There's plenty of good examples of a good relationship, you know, where it's been successful. But I think in general, it works out better if that's not the case.
Okay, so there's an exploding world of elite club sports, you know, soccer being one example where there's this pay, travel teams. You know, if you can come up with $2,000, your child can still be on the team. They may be on the C team, but they can still be on the team. And parents are increasingly looking to these teams as a chance to advance their children. Do you really think that when parents are working with their kids on these things, that these travel are a necessity for kids to make it in that particular sport? Or if they just keep playing, maybe try out for the middle school team, the high school team, really do it, that they can still get just as far with the sport if they're really good?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Certainly the trend is increasing travel teams in all sports. And what we worry about is early specialization. If you concentrate only on sport at a young age, do we think that that increases your risk of overuse injury? And so playing on multiple sort of sports in multiple seasons, we think is much better, which means, you know, playing soccer in the fall and maybe basketball in the winter and track in the spring and swim in the summer, that it's good that you do different things versus playing soccer year-round. And there's plenty of great examples of successful athletes who were multi-sport athletes. And if you look at college athletes, a lot of times they were multi-sport athletes. But the chance of a kid, you know, moving on from, you know, high school to college is very low, even less for college to professional. And so I think to say, yes, if you get on a travel team, you're going to improve your chance of playing in college, I think is a big stretch. But I think it's much better and safer to play multiple sports and do different things, and it protects your body and is probably good for overall, you know, athletic ability, not just for a single sport.
What would you like to see happen with these sports and these youth sports? Would you like to see more professional, real coaches coming in, people like you and me coaching these sports? And because we have a background in sports medicine and we, you know, are injury prevention conscious, or do you think that it can change and that parents can get a little bit better training, a little safer, you know, knowing heat, stress, heat problems, concussion rules and regulations, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think it's a numbers game that there are so many kids playing and they need so many coaches that I don't think the resources are there to have professional coaches at that level. I think we've got to get better at educating parents who are also going to be coaches, not only in their sport-specific training, but also in first aid and injury prevention. And I think really that's the key across youth sports. We've got to get these different leagues to adopt these training programs that are available, this information out there. So it's not like it's going to cost much. It's just getting everybody on the same page and making them understand this needs to happen before this person can be a coach.
Something very good to be involved with the American College of Sports Medicine and get something going where there's kind of across the board, these are sort of some guidelines to going along if you're going to be a parent coach for youth sports. And parents that are also on the sidelines, you know, don't scream at the coaches. They are volunteers, but be focused on helping your child get life lessons from those sports. Cross train so they're not too sports specific. We've seen the increase in sports injuries in our kids when they're too sports specific. It's all about our children. It's all about sports and athletics. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.